Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
Everybody, it's Crinton Prophet alongside Brandon Tappan, Kirk Tillman back in studio. We got the Raleigh County Falcons against the Nemaha Central Thunder for our final game here on the cap. And both teams come to this one undefeated in this triangular. The Falcons, they just beat Sabetha 25-17 and then 31-29, a great heart racer to the very end. The Thunder, they took one a little easier to beat Sabetha 25-11 and 25-21. And for both of these teams, this is a non-league matchup here. Despite both these teams being in the Big East, but it will lead to a little bit of district implications, not so much for Nemaha Central, but more so for the Falcons. They just want to keep climbing in those district rankings. But, I mean, hey, Brandon, we saw a lot of great stuff between both of these teams. The Falcons, we saw a lot of Matoska, but then also Audrey Hawley. She had over 8 kills in the last game against Sabetha. But you got to talk about Callie Honeyman. Callie Honeyman, who came into today with 928 kills on her entire varsity career. She right now sets at about 940. I mean, she has a chance to put herself closer to 1,000 kills today, and then perhaps maybe by the postseason reach that 1,000 kill mark.
Yeah, I think she should. I mean, at this rate, the way she's been going, you talk about just her kills per set and the numbers and with how far we expect this team to go in the postseason and even farther than that, I would be shocked if Honeyman doesn't eclipse that 1K mark. And the kills would expect her to add to that total substantially here against Raleigh County. And these two teams are certainly familiar with each other. This will be the fifth meeting just this year alone. They have already played 4 times every single time, one of the league matches, of course, and then the other 3 times, Nemaha Central and Raleigh County, they've played in tournaments against each other. So they've been to about every tournament together. But again, match number 5, only one of which has gone towards the league. So again, you mentioned just kind of the regional standings. Nemaha Central appears that they're going to probably have that number 1 seed in that first regional locked up. Raleigh County's just trying to maybe tack on a couple of wins, you know, maybe down the stretch here. But I don't know, maybe this is their last shot, because from what we heard, we should know in the coming days, potentially Keisha setting up those brackets again for postseason volleyball, even though we do have some regular season enders coming up next week. So again, right now, again, Nemaha Central in control. It looks like they're going to ultimately earn a top seed, and we'll have a very good path set up their way after not making state a year ago, and then 2 years ago making it all the way to the state championship, but came up short to Heritage Christian. So this is a team that's been dynamite for the last few years. They've won the last 2 Big 7 league titles. They're maybe a win or two away from clinching an outright Big East League title for the first time, as this new league is now underway for the first time in 24-25. So it's, you know, business as usual. And if you're Raleigh County, heck, we're 0-4 against this team. Nothing to lose. Let's go out there and play spoiler tonight.
All you got to do is go out there and play tonight. Here on the way, Raleigh County Falcons against the Nemaha Central The Thunder. Getting set to play on our final game of the night. Both teams beat Sabetha, the Falcons 25-17, 31-29. The Thunder, they beat Sabetha 25-11 and 25-21. So a closer one in set number 2. But here, we got set number 1 on the way between the Falcons and the Thunder. And the Falcons get the first serve over here. And just one set too far. Caitlin Allison, too much on the air.
Well, we talk about when you play some of the best in the state, unforced errors, and giving 3 points away to one of the best teams in the state, not going to help the cause here tonight.
Danielle gets it over, and again, too much space on it. Mina Spittler, again, unforced errors. It was the mention of really both games tonight, and it was something Sabetha struggled with, but now the Falcons struggled with, and here, not struggling, Kevin Dollinghouse with an ace to start some true point scoring for Thunders. They're up 3-0 in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, you can make the case. There's 3 or 4 on this Nemaha Central roster that could potentially be all-state when it's all said and done. And who knows, again, they got their eyes set on a lot more here in the coming weeks. But this is a very talented team. We're seeing it tonight.
Both teams here in a longer rally. Dollinghouse sets this one up, pushed over from Garrity. And that one's going to go down for a kill. He'll receive from the Falcons. It's now 4-0, the jump up for the Thunder.
Yeah, quick start. We saw it in that first set as they jumped out to a big lead against the Betha. Blue Jays played them tight in set two, but ultimately came away with the sweep.
Iridoska, she sends that one just too far. No tip off the line. Now 5-0 starts for the Thunder. Coming out like lightning right now. Dollinghouse, here the serve. Gets it over. See from Lampshire. Now pushed over from Hammerson. And she's going to get the kill with the push.
Yeah, finally, Falcons needed that one. Just needed to see one go down. And it was nearly defended perfectly by the Thunder up front, but able to get it through again. Falcons, you just got to get one. And I just a sigh of relief. And now just see if you can get something going.
Well, no harm, no foul from Harmison. And here now back to serve will be Mina Spittler, the junior.
Now waiting for one of the officials to get settled in here while the students to our right for Nemaha Central enjoying it tonight.
Garrity back to receive here. Big kill shot from Honeyman. Callie Honeyman mentioned her in that first game against the Betha Plenty. Had over 12 kills here. She's got her first on the night against the Falcons.
It's the 1K kill mark tracker for Callie Honeyman. Closing in towards 1,000 in her career.
Then over Allie Henry, and Allie Henry gets the kill. Two aces already here for the Thunder. One from Dollinghouse, and one here from Allie Henry, the sophomore.
Yeah, Henry was, we called her name quite a bit, especially in that first set against the Blue Jays, and she couldn't have dropped it in a better spot on that ace.
Puts it over this time. Kennedy blocked up or deflected back here to the Thunder side. Honeyman just sends it over on a free ball. Push behind. Kennedy finds the gap in the defense. Angle shot. Push over with the finesse. And that scores a point here for the Falcons after having a big drought. They're down 7-2.
That was nicely done by Tegan Kennedy. Again, just kind of working to her right. Sends it back across the net. Short left. Past the two front Nemaha Central defenders.
Petoska sends it over. Dollinghouse set up here for Studbeck. Haven't called her name too much tonight. They're going to call her into the net. So Studbeck, a player who came in today with, you know, leading this team second in kills, but we haven't called her name a whole lot, and there she goes right into the net. So we'll see if she can get things going against the Falcons. But continuing things going here, Matoska puts it over, and Honeyman with the kill puts this one 8-3. She's got two already in set number one. And then she, again, she's tracking that 1,000 point, over 940 in her varsity career. And you talk about her right now even more, she's back to serve. Puts it over, set up opportunity for Holly. And Holly, that one's still 3 feet from the back line, so a great kill shot.
Yeah, I mean, Holly, she's probably been the most impressive player that we have seen for Riley County just kind of consistently throughout the night. And just only a freshman, seems to be the name we've been calling a lot more than others.
Yeah, she had near double digits in her game against the Betha, so we'll be calling those two names quite a lot. And here calling the name Honeyman, she sends it across, the right-hand backhand. Now Kennedy deflected, and she's going to be credited with the kill.
That was Holly again actually working through Hallie Holthouse on the front line defense there. So all of a sudden, don't look now, Riley County four of the last five. They're within three.
Okay, and now two kills after that one. Geardy the spike, deflected out of bounds, and that one a point for the Thunder. Now up 9-5. Still here in set number one. Geardy with two kills in this set. Back to serve, Haley Holthouse. Her sister graduated just 2 years ago, Addison Holthouse, and she's taken well after her. Just getting pushed across here from Allison. From the Falcons. Now, Dollinghouse, just not a great setup for, and a free ball sends it way out of bounds.
Well, it was Garrity who tried to set it up from the back right to basically the front left to Dollinghouse, but it hit like the rope or the line up top, and that deflected it out of play. So it was just kind of unlucky on that setup.
Holthouse, who sets up Studbeck, and Studbeck drops one in for a kill. Now 10-6, the Thunder, they still lead this one.
Yeah, good to see her getting going. You mentioned we haven't called her name quite a bunch, but the stats are certainly there for her. That time kind of put an emphatic exclamation point on that kill.
Yeah, when you have a player who averages three kills a set, you know, you expect to see her here, and she's making a late presence, but a presence still indeed here. A shot taken. It's right now Falcons. They're trying to bounce it over. Holly sends it over on a free ball set up to Holthouse. Garrity, the angle shot. Barely sent back over. Impressive mark from the Falcons. Pushed across from Allie Henry to get the final kill, but what a rally.
Well, again, I don't think we're giving Gracie Schofield enough credit. I mean, just back on the line and keeping a lot of balls alive for this Falcons team all night. And unfortunate it didn't end up in a point, but good play can't go unnoticed.
Sub back here, credited. Give her an ace. Snut. Well received by the Falcons. And here still back to serve is Zoe Sudbeck. A kill and an ace tonight. Holly sends it over on a free ball behind her back. Holthouse setting up Dollinghouse. And that one goes in for a kill. Now 13-6.
The old Baker's Dozen. Right? And 13 the Baker's Dozen?
Is it a 12?
Kurt, can you confirm that? That's just a dozen. I thought 13. Hey, thank you, Kurt. 13 the Baker's Dozen.
Well, whether you're baking or cooking here, the Thunder, they are the ones who hold the recipe. And here for the kill shot, it goes right inside. The recipe followed to the tee.
They put it up on the scoreboard that it went to Riley County.
But right now having the ball is the Thunder. So 13-7, see if we can find the correction. It's going to stay 13-7. Oh, now 14-7.
Well, then a service error.
A service error, so it should just say 14-7 then.
So it is right.
It will stay that way. Service error from the Thunder. Up by a touchdown, 14-7. Back to serve. McKenna Wampshire, the senior. Holthouse setting up Henry, and a kill shot. Almost returned just off the dig from McKenna Wampshire.
That's just, you just get your hands under it and you just hope you can keep it alive. And that time it almost worked out for the Falcons, but.
And Garrity with the ace. She's got two kills and an ace to throw up her sleeve here in set number one. 16-7 here, the Thunder lead.
You're talking about a three sport athlete, Garrity, all league. Three sports, volleyball here, basketball, softball as well.
Finn gets it across. Trying to send it over. Has to on a free ball, but couldn't manage it. Caitlin Allison. And now here, still going and rolling, is the Thunder. They are cracking here, 17-7, and forcing a Falcons timeout, their third timeout. That's been used from Falcons this entire day, but the first of this set. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
ML Central, they lead this one 17-7. Also, the Thunder, they have not had to use a timeout at all today. They have felt confident. Jessica Cook, she's been confident in her team. The Falcons, they just called one as they right now trail 17-7. Sent across, this time will be received and sent over by Allison. Thunder pushing it down, Dollinghouse. Pushing it across now is Matoska, and Matoska gets that one just off the tee from the Thunder. That's a point for the Falcons.
Well, that was all set up by Wampshire, again, the senior, on the back line, keeping that Dollinghouse spike in check and giving her team enough time to come back after that and earn that point.
Jalen Allison, the junior, now back here to serve a couple of dribbles, a couple more dribbles, and a couple of more dribbles. And a couple of more dribbles. Still setting it back, and right now we're waiting for the referees. They're talking right now to Marley Harmison of the Falcons. And it looks like Harmison will actually be substituted out of this one. Ada Bishop, the sophomore, will...
No, Harmison comes in.
Okay.
She legally came in, so they had to
officialize it.
They had to make it official on the substitution.
And now still dribbling, Kaylin Allison.
Well, what else are you going to do while you wait for it?
And sends it across, Dollinghouse. Holthouse, now Dollinghouse sends it over. She had the bump and she had the spike. Right now, back here on the side of the Thunder, sent across by Honeyman. Getting it over on a free ball. Wamsher, Honeyman set up once again, hits the pole. And that one should be a point for the Falcons.
Yep.
It will be.
Well, and again, Honeyman, prior to that one, they set her up. She had a big-time spike, and who else? It's Gracie Schofield who's keeping these heated balls alive.
Yeah, you mentioned both the liberos. Grace Hammis was also getting in there, and also getting in here for the point once again. Callie Honeyman for the Thunder. She's got three credited kills in this one. And set number one, averaging 4.1 kills per set. And she almost has another one.
Boy, that go by Wamsher, nicely done.
Henry sends this one across, but too far, deep past the back line. And a point here for the Falcons. It makes it 18-10.
Almost caught a ball.
Yeah, I always, when I see the crowd flinch, I flinch because I know I'm in danger. Holthouse. Henry sends a cross, teed off the hands of Kennedy, and that one's going to go down for a kill. Now 19-10, Thunder. It was Dollinghouse, credited with the kill. Henry goes back to serve, and too far. It's now 19-11, Thunder still lead by 8, back to serve. Riley Mataska, the sophomore. This time, she switches hands while she dribbles. It's a little different.
And it's incredible, isn't it? It's incredible.
Everyone has their own preparation for when they serve. It's the same as a free throw. You know, everyone has their own different rotation and their own different feeling before they get their serve or their shot off. Here, Honeyman. That one just sails left on the angle shot. That makes it 19-12. Point for the Falcons.
Probably a little too much mustard on the hot dog. Know what I mean?
We'll see if the Falcons can relish this one and keep things going. They also got to catch up as well. Set up here. Trying to push across. They do. It's on the Thunder side. Holthouse. She sets up her player. Now back. Put down for the kill from the Falcons. Taking Kennedy. Now 19-13. Down by 6. But the Falcons crawling and inching back in here. Three straight points they've made. One down 19-10, now 19-13. Dollinghouse, Holthouse. And it's going to be a point again for the Falcons.
Yeah, miscommunication there up front. Hallie Holthouse trying to push it behind her head to get Honeyman set up, but it just wasn't cleanly struck enough.
Men sends it across. Dollinghouse, Holthouse sends it right behind her.
That's
and
what they were
in
trying to
front.
Do.
Is right in front of Honeyman, and she sends that one in for a perfect kill, her fourth of the game. She averages 4 kills a set, and here she hits her average. 20-14, the Thunder lead, looking for 2-game sweeps. They beat Tabitha 2-0. They're trying to do the same to the Falcons, but Honeyman sends this one right into the left side of the net. It is now 20-15.
You don't see a lot of unforced errors by the Thunder. You don't see it too often, so teams like Riley County, you got to take advantage. Thunder are trying to give you some points.
Armstrong goes to the bench, in comes Bishop. He sends the serve across, and one deflected and blocked from the defensive side of the Falcons up there on the main block. Tegan Kennedy, you credit her with 2 kills and a block today. And this set number one against the Falcons. Bishop sends it across, 20-16, Thunder still lead by 4. Set up here for Henry, back to the side of the Thunder after the deflection. And Geraghty, back into her hands, Holthouse, that's behind her. And another kill for the Thunder, this time Zoe Sudbeck.
Boy, twice, Kennedy and Allison defensively up front for the Falcons, keeping that play going just a little bit longer, but got to complete it. Falcons, they do good, and then just ultimately let it get away from them.
Holtow, she sends this one across. It will be able to receive. Bishop here. She sets Allison, deflected back. Now back here on the Thunder side. Dollinghouse working over two defenders, and with a little bit of finesse, Dollinghouse scores over the arm length of Kennedy and Allison, 22-16. Back to serve, Holthouse. Holthouse, she sends it across near Ace. Bishop, behind the back, Kennedy, dug up nicely from Garrity. Holthouse, Daringhouse, blocked back, deflected, and still going, a long rally here. Honeyman sends it across, and too far deep. 22-17, the Falcons, inch close, down by five.
Well, Dollinghouse, I think, wanted a piece of that, and then at the last second, Honeyman came in and put it across, but had too much on it.
Schofield, she sends it across, Holthouse, another behind-the-back pass, this time to Sudbeck. Gets across, Sut up here behind the attacker's line, hits it over Schofield on a free ball. Daringhouse, she set up nicely, and she's got a kill shot, not able to handle the heat, was Ada Bishop. Cammy Dollinghouse, two kills and an assist, unofficient on the stat line, but hey, great game here for the senior. Just one of the four seniors on this Thunder team. Excuse me, seven seniors here on this Thunder team. Sent across, and not able to return it. Schofield, she sent that one into the back of the backboard.
Yeah, I was just trying to set it up front for her teammates, and again, the obstacles above the court coming into play.
Sudbeck sends this one over, and an ace to finalize set number one from Sudbeck. Sudbeck, what an incredible set number one. One kill, two aces. And here, set number one finishes 25-17. Thunder, they lead this matchup 1-0. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on KMZA 103.9.
Planning a special event? Don't let unexpected surprises ruin your big day. With SBS Insurance, protect your wedding, retirement party, graduation, or fundraiser with confidence. From unforeseen weather cancellations to liability coverage, we've got you covered. Enjoy peace of mind and focus on creating memories. Call SBS Insurance today for a quote.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
With the harvest season underway, the staff at First Heritage Bank would like to thank all our local farmers. We appreciate your dedication and hard work and wish you a safe and successful harvest. As a token of our appreciation, if you are a local farmer or know of one, please stop by or call one of our convenient locations in Seneca, Centralia, Corning, or Vermilion and enter their name in our drawing for a chance to win local prizes. The drawing will be held on October 15th. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crittenden Prophet alongside Brandon Thatman, Kirk Kilman. Right now sailing the ship back in studio. We haven't sunk yet, but right now Falcons sinking under a one set deficit here against the Thunder. It is 1-0. The Thunder lead. They won in set number one, 25-17. And tell you what, for the Thunder, Honeyman had four kills, Garrity two kills and an ace, Dollinghouse two aces and a kill. I mean, this was an incredible performance in set number one for the Thunder.
Yeah, business as usual. And the Falcons, they had multiple opportunities to kind of creep themselves back into it, but again, just some untimely errors didn't help the cause, and now a chance for Nemaha Central to come away with another sweep.
Honeyman, kill, and on the line, starting off set number two with Some Fire. She did the same in set number one. And her name is heard loud. Honeyman with the kill shot. She's got five now. Official stat line here, but five kills in this game against the Thunder. Set up opportunity here for Spittler. She gets it across. Oltau. She passes that one into the back of the backboard. It is now 1-1.
Saw the Falcons do that late in that first set. Again, the obstacles above the court coming into play. That time it did not help Nemaha Central.
Unfortunately, the obstacles are not a player to help most of the time. Set across. Allison for the Falcons, and she goes too deep. 1-2.
Underleaf. The very last second. Garrity was ready to get her hands under it, but then pulled back at the last second, let it go, and made the right call. Point NC.
Songyao sends it across on the serve. Coming up here for the spike. Harmison, and Harmison sends that one out of bounds. It is now 3-1. Thunder lead. Dominant here. They led set number one at 1 point. 5-0 to come out of the gate. 7-1 as well. So it was a great start to jump out of the gate right here. They're trying to do the same, but right now trying to quiet that. Marley Harmison with the kill shot. She has two so far in this one. One in set number two. Now 3-2. Back to serve. Mina Spittler, the junior. Arms it with the left hand. Sends it across. Pulls out. Setting up Honeyman. Deflected. Going back behind the attacker's line. Some miscommunication, but it will be sent across by Kennedy on the free ball. Henry, who set up but couldn't get it over. Back here on the Thunder side. Spike again from Thunder, but it's a long rally between both teams. Sent over by free ball from Kennedy. Holtow setting up Honeyman, and Honeyman sends a spike not only at the ground, but towards me, and that one, a kill shot.
He almost went home with the game ball.
I do like taking home a game ball, especially when it's from a great player like that from Honeyman, who's, again, trying to hit that 1,000 career kills. She won't accomplish it in this game unless if she had over 70 kills, but, again, she'll have quite the testament coming down the stretch. Here on the Falcons side, deflected right back Adam, and right into the net, Mataska with the ball. It's now 5-2.
That was
under lead.
Yeah, Sudbeck Holthouse there. The combination up front defensively on the net, that was really kind of the difference in that point.
Here to serve Henry. Henry into the net. Again, another error from the Thunder you don't usually get or see. It is 5-3. To serve for the Falcons, Riley Mataska. Couple of dribbles, a spin, right-hand serve, sends it across, Dellinghouse, back to return, set up here for Sudbeck, deflected up off the top of the net, Hawley, and now sent over by Allison. Thunder, they're trying to send it back across, big kill shot here, taken and completed. Right, the check, Honeyman just sent in some cash. 6-3 after the kill shot. Thunder, they lead, second kill from Honeyman in this second set. She's got a total of 6 today. Honeyman, speak of her, she's got the serve over. Schofield, and now to Kennedy on the free ball sent over. Henry, deflected at the line, now a huge kill shot from Zoe Sudbeck, the senior, first kill of this second set. Puts the Thunder up 7-3.
Yeah, it was just set up off a Falcons deflection there. Went right back over the net, set her up to put that one down.
Sent over again by Honeyman. Schofield, the pass to her teammate, and a kill in the least expected way from Harmison. She didn't even think she was going to get it over the net. In fact, everybody didn't think it was going to go over the net, but it just bounced right over. 7-4. Sent over by Bishop. Holthouse sends it over with a little bit of a misdirection. I don't think anyone thought she was going to push it over. Thought they were going to pass it. But Holthouse, again, nice little change.
Yep, change of pace. Thought that Falcons front line was anticipating a set and a spike, but said, nope, not this time.
Here, great block from the top of the net. Reagan Geardy. First block here for the Thunder in this game. It is now 9-4. Garrity, you add that on to her ace and two kills. Holtz out, sends this one across. Allison, Holly back to Allison, and deflected once more by Garrity. Garrity back-to-back blocks. She's dominating that net on that left, right side for her, left side for us.
Yeah, the length advantage is certainly there up front currently. For Nemaha Central against this Falcons team.
They Holtz just gets it over the net. The JV ball enters the side of the court and will not stop the play. But play will stop with Kennedy sending the ball straight into the net. A timeout will be called. That is 11-4. The Thunder lead. We'll be right back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sidelines supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're back after a timeout here taken by the Falcons. Their second one taken of this game. They took a timeout set number one when they were down 17-7. They take a timeout here when they're down 11-4. And the Thunder, they are dominating. We saw the back-to-back blocks by Garrity. We've seen two kills from Honeyman in this set. I'll tell you what, the Thunder, they are cracking like lightning. And here, Holtz, she sends it across Allison to receive. Bishop back to Allison. Sends this as an angle shot, but an angle shot that doesn't go over the net. Instead, goes right into the net. 12-4.
He gets a good dig. He gets a good set, but the spike is just not quite as clean and crisp. And cost yourself points when you get good setups and can't finish.
Holtz sending it back over. Holly tries to put it down. Kennedy, she tries to put it down as well for the Falcons. Again, another block here, stuck to the Thunder side. They try to get it over. Here's sent over a free ball by Holthouse. Bishop, he sets up Kennedy, deflected to the back row, and a kill shot for Kennedy. 12-5. Kennedy, that's her third kill of the game.
Yeah, Falcons needed that. Five straight for Nemaha Central on a little bit of a run, and you let the Thunder extend the lead out early. I don't think statistically they give them up too often.
A set up here for Dollinghouse behind the attacker's line. She's got a nice block going. Back here on the Thunder side. Holtz setting up Dollinghouse into the back row. It is returned. Great dig from Schofield, but a great block from the Thunder side. It's Sudbeck. 13-5. Talked about Sudbeck, who just had the block. She's got two aces on this one and two kills. She's going to go back to serve. Couple of spins, sends over with the right hand. Holly, Bishop, and now Spitter who sends it across. Garrity sends it down. Schofield back to dig. And then Holly sends this one with too much heat off to the left side. 14-5. Thunder looking to sweep. Straight sets tonight. They beat Sabetha 25-11, 25-21. And here they lead the Falcons in this matchup. They won set number one, 25-17. Here looking to win set number two as they're up 14-5. Holly sends this one over. Deflected. Holthouse. Great dig and save. Sent over by Dollinghouse. Good dig by Holly. Sent over by Bishop. Holly again. A nice behind-the-back pass from Garrity. And not able to get a good pass to her teammate, Allison. Won't go down as a kill, but still a great shot to send it over from the Thunder. 15-5. And this one, a near ace, barely saved by Schofield. Oh! Might have said that one and called it a little bit too early. It just dipped right before it was able to get over the wall. 16-5 now. The passing needs to get tightened up a little bit here for the Falcons. Sent over. Holthouse, Daringhouse, Dollinghouse, now back over on the Falcons side, and a spike put down right between the middle of Broadway. Mina Spittler, 16-6. That is the second point here, just coming out of that, after that timeout when it was 11-4 for the Falcons.
Yeah, at one point it was a 5-3 affair, and then really since then it's been all Nemaha Central. slowly extending this lead out. Juan, the number two ranked team in the state, we're calling here, and you can see why with as they again control their own destiny to win the first ever Big East League Championship.
Number two team in the state of classification 3A. They are dominant. That is the Thunder. Bishop, she sets up Matoska, and Matoska puts that one on the line.
I think they said it was long, but it was tipped. So either way, it gives Riley County the point. They need quite a few more of those to creep themselves back into it.
Wamscher, she sends it across. Dug up. Holthouse, Dollinghouse, deflected back onto the Thunder side. Garrity, a little bit of a finesse, and that goes down on the kill, not being able to handle the show was Wamscher. Now 17-7. Nice kill again from Garrity. 17-7. The serve. Speaker for Garrity. Sends over right-hand serve and two deep. Now one hitting the first row off the bleachers. It's 17-8. Thunder leading set number two. They won set number one, 25-17, looking for a sweep over the Falcons. They have beat the Falcons in 16 straight games. Looking for 17. Set up opportunity here for Wamscher. She sends it across. Holthouse, Dollinghouse. Dollinghouse, the backhand on the finesse, but they're going to say it was
barely out.
Oh, barely out of bounds. Man, that was a great behind-the-palm play from Dollinghouse. I mean, she even thought she got it. Tried to sell it. And here, a nice little touch over from Nihus. Deflected back onto the Thunder side. Holthouse setting up Honeyman. Deflected to the back row. Barely picked up by Schofield. Has to be sent over. Last hit, Wamscher. She gets across on a free ball. Honeyman up at the net, fighting, battling. We're going to get her up on it. 17-10.
Well, the Falcons have scored three straight, five of the last six, so they're trying to claw their way back into it, but again, they need a lot more.
Hey, Holthouse, she sends it across. Dug deep to receive Honeyman. She puts that one in for the kill. It is 18-10. And Honeyman, four kills in set number one, three kills in set number two. She's got a grand total of seven in this game. She had over 12 against Sabetha, and she came into the night with 928 total kills, so she puts herself over guaranteeingly 950 probably by the end of tonight. And here she goes. She adds on to that total. Honeyman with another kill. Four apiece in both the sets, 19-10. 9-point lead here for the Thunder, trying to close out set number two. Dollinghouse sends it across. Harmison, back to Harmison on the spike, but one that's a dud. 20-10. Lead still for the Thunder. They are just 4 points away from match point and 5 points away from the sweep. Ataska sends it over. Holthouse to Nihus, and Nihus with the kill, her first kill of this game. And she comes in efficiently. Just one of the 7 seniors here on this Thunder team. Calling out, sends it over. Lori, setting up Spittler. Holthouse, Honeyman looking for that same spot. And she finds it 22-10. Honeyman now with 5 kills in set number 2, 9 kills in the game. She's looking for the double digit in the kill tally. Set up here, Ataska, and she goes in for a kill shot. Just deflected, teed off the front of the row. I got a ball that just came at me about 30 miles per hour, but I ducked and weaved.
30?
Okay, maybe not 30.
I think it came in at 30 miles an hour.
That's the guess. That's the radar gun
okay.
Here. Ataska, who gets blocked backwards, so if you were to radar that one, she was going to try to send it about 30, but it went 30 miles per hour backwards off the block.
That is a 100% guess.
That is a 100% guess. I do not have a reader.
That's okay. But again, Nemaha Central, they've just been very solid tonight. I mean, really nothing new there, and And coming down the home stretch, they're looking to lock up the number one seed in district.
Henry sends it across. Kennedy now pushed over from Metaska.
Sudbeck.
She's got the kill shot. Sudbeck with her third kill of the game. That adds on to her tally of a block and two aces. And now, match point, it is 24-11. Dominant game here, and a dominant finish for the Thunder. Grace Thomas hasn't had a single point in this game, and she finishes with an ace to take home the sweep, bringing out the brooms, and dusting out the Falcons here. Winning set number one, 25-17, and winning set number two, 25-11. We'll be right back with the final recap of this game through this entire triangular. Again, Thunder, they come out 2-0 from this one. The Falcons 1-1, and then also Sabetha, they dropped 0-2 from this triangular, but we'll talk about their total overalls and district markings when we come back here on KNCA 103.9.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HineandTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Availability of health care is important to both the quality of life and the economy in Nemaha County. I'm Kurt Sudbeck, Director of Ancillary Services at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, and I hope you'll join me in voting yes to continue the 0.5% sales tax to benefit our county's community hospitals. This investment helps provide technology and training so our hospitals and clinics can continue to provide excellent care for our neighbors. Vote yes on or before November 5th. Paid for by Nemaha County Community Hospitals.
Corn production has changed dramatically over the years. Recently, the hot topics surrounding profitability are plant health and spoon-feeding nitrogen. Coron, a controlled-release liquid nitrogen, is quickly absorbed into the plant and then slowly released over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Coron can be applied with your post-herbicide application to give your corn plants the boost of energy they need while determining ear size and growing roots to reach previously applied soil fertilizers. Contact your local Helena salesman to see how Coron can positively affect your return on investment.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Suthers Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Suthers Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. Our ag lending department here at United Bank and Trust is ready to help get what you need this harvest season. From all of us here at United Bank and Trust, we want to wish all farmers a safe and successful harvest this year. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Everybody, we're back here one final time on the MSC Sports Radio Network here with Brandon Sabin and Kurt Tillman.
Hello.
Back in the studio again, back one last time. Thunder, they beat Sabetha to start the night, 25-11, 25-21. Nemaha Central also beat the Falcons, 25-17, 25-11. Nemaha Central, they jump up to 9-1 in league on the year, and in the league play, and then 33-4 on the overall and in their district play. As for the Falcons, they go 1-1 tonight. They were able to beat beat the Sabetha Blue Jays 25-17, 31-29, a heart racer in the very end, but
Again, they fell to the Thunder, 25-17, 25-11. And then, of course, Sabetha, they took both the losses pretty brutally. I mean, in set two, they picked things up. They played with their positives. But, again, they fell at a loss against both those games, against the Thunder and the Falcons. But I tell you what, we knew that Thunder coming into the day, they were going to be a great team. They held about a 14-16 game winning streak onto both these teams coming into the day, and they just extended them. This Thunder team, they are incredible. And you talk about Honeyman, she's got over 950 kills now in the year. I mean, she's only roughly around 50 kills away from 1,000 kills in her entire varsity career. I mean, just tell me, Brandon, a little bit how special of a player Callie Honeyman is to this team, but also this entire lineup here with seven seniors. I mean, this is a Thunder team that could really jump out and make a big presence here in state and possibly go all the way.
I think it starts, you know, with the coaching staff, Jessica Cook, what she's done, you know, over the years, and it's just, you know, there's just certain schools and certain sports where it just simply doesn't matter how many seniors you lose in a class or any kind of roster turnover. It's just one of those scenarios where it's just essentially plug and play. You're reloading. Your players are good every single year. The development, you know, from the early years and moving up, and everybody gets their opportunity at some point. But I think it starts with the top, obviously, with the head coach and Jessica Cook and the coaching staff and just the tradition. It's been built here. You mentioned Callie Honeyman again. You know, she's been contributing really heavily since her sophomore year. All of these seniors have had opportunities to play early on in their career. So, obviously, experience, you plug that together, is just a huge advantage. We talked about the winning streaks that Nemaha Central had over these two teams coming in, and I'm sure it's not just these two teams. They have had complete dominance in the Big Seven, what is now the Big East League, of course. They've won the last two Big Seven League crowns, and now they have an opportunity here to control their own destiny, and they're a week away from potentially locking up what would be the first Big East League title. So, again, I think it starts at the top, the structure, the tradition, everything built here. I think it starts there, but it doesn't matter. You know, every year this team's going to be in it, and this year no different with that senior class of seven leading the way. And, again, they were upended last year, a team that they were good enough to win state a year ago, and unfortunate they had to run into the number one team in the state in their sub-state in Beloit. And then 2 years ago they were a game away from a state title. So I think this team's got a little chip on their shoulder. They have been playing very well, and they're looking to lock up potentially a number one seed in their number one regional.
Yeah, and you talk a little bit about that regional, the number one classification of 3A. I mean, Nemaha Central is set to be number one, and then at the very bottom, at 16th, I mean, when you break up the brackets into 2-8 teams, it'll most likely be Nemaha Central and Sabetha playing each other. And
yeah,
we saw how Sabetha and Nemaha Central played each other this year. It's been a rough ride for Sabetha, but they can still get a chance at it if they really, I mean, they put together a good team and just had great communication. But again, one final tally here on the night. Again, Thunder, they came up victorious, winning both games in the Triangular, 25-11, 25-21 against the Sabetha, and then 25-17, 25-11 against the Falcons. The Falcons, they go 1-1. They beat the Sabetha Blue Jays 25-17, 31-39, and again, they follow the Thunder. Sabetha, they fall in both of their games in this Triangular. So all that being said, thank you for tuning in to KMZA 103.9 and the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crennan Profit, Brandon Tappan, Kirk Killen, who hasn't sank the ship back in studio. Thank you, and sail us away.